You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Donald Byrd with Devil Whip. Should have saved that for my Halloween special. I think I might have to replay that this October. That was Charlie Rouse on tenor, Pepper Adams, of course, on baritone. Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams had a long-running partnership. Not crazy. Excuse me, not crazy about Pepper Adams. Except when he's with Donald Byrd. He kind of reined it in when he played with Donald Byrd. I think Donald Byrd was a great arranger and organizer of music. He might have told him, look, man, less is more. I don't know what their relationship was like. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. And this is Let's Get Lost, Wednesdays from 10 to 11, playing you the best in jazz that we can afford. Saving lives, one record at a time. And I'm going to continue with my clarinet Jones. I've been digging clarinet players, some obscure, some not obscure. And just kind of reevaluating the clarinet in the modern era of the 50s and 60s. And this guy is Abe Most. And I don't know, there's another clarinetist named Sam Most. I have to assume they were related, but I haven't done any research to see if they were brothers. But Abe Most, they called him Mr. Clarinet. And this is a tune called Stuffed Olives. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Hall, my favorite guitar player of all time, doing Two's Blues with Chet Baker. He's read an interview with Jim Hall. He said he didn't know Chet Baker. I don't think they'd ever met when they made this record. And it also had Paul Desmond on it. He didn't play on that cut. But that was kind of a 70s record on CTI called Concerto. And one of the few records that he did before the 80s. He made a bunch of records in the 80s and 90s before he died. But leading up to that, he didn't make a lot of records under his own name. And this is one of them. It's a cool record. It does one whole side is, I forget the name of the tune, Spanish tune, made famous by Miles Davis with Gil Evans. And it's really cool the way he handled it. Before that, we had Horace Silver, kind of the original configuration of the Jazz Messengers. I'm not super sure how that ended up in Art Blakey's hands and not Horace Silver's hands, but that's how it came down. Room 608 was the name of the tune with it's the original Silver band with Kenny Dorham and Hank Mobley and Art Blakey on drums. And we started out with Abe Most, Mr. Clarinet is how he styled himself. Mr. Clarinet playing Stuffed Olives. All right, we're going to continue on with the tunes with some Kenny Dorham, who just played for us with Horace Silver's band. I read a long kind of career retrospective on Kenny Dorham. I was reading it. It was very in-depth, and Kenny Dorham's always been one of my favorites. He's one of those, he's kind of like Donald Byrd, who we started the show out with. He's a great trumpet player that doesn't get a lot of love from the historians and the jazz lovers. They don't talk about Kenny Dorham or Donald Byrd as much as they should. Kenny Dorham might be, he's certainly in my top three trumpet players. I just love the way he organized music, and the records he made were just so good. So anyway, I'm reading this article, and I thought I had every Kenny Dorham record that I was ever going to need. I've got a giant stack of them. And they were talking about this record. He made a one-off for Time, which was a very short-lived label. Booker Little made a record for him. I think Max Roach made a record for him, and Kenny Dorham, and not much else. They made other records, not jazz-related. So I went trolling on the internet, and I found the Time record. I thought, you know, the fact that I don't have this and never really even heard of it probably means it's not that great. But it wasn't expensive, and I thought, I'll take a chance. And, man, it's a great record. I'm like, where has this been all my life? This is a fantastic record. I can't believe how good this is. So I was very excited to bring this down. And this is Kenny Dorham's take on Monk's Mood with Charles Davis on the baritone. He plays great. I've never heard of Charles Davis. I don't know who he is, except he was a baritone player on this record. Thank you.
Hoyden, boys were my hate. I was a lady hermit. I couldn't be annoyed in making a date. Silly, I would turn. You seemed so daring, my heart grew frail. Now I like wearing my coat of mail. I feel at home with you. Your brain is dumber than that of a plumber. That's why I feel at home with you. I'll match my dome with you. Your brain needs a tonic, it's still embryonic. That's why I feel at home with you. Our minds are featherweight, they're together weight, can't amount to much. You use no better words than three-letter words, dog and cat and such. You have no head at all. Something like your knob is used as a doorknob. That's why I feel at home with you. Comprehensible, great respect for you. There's a dash in it of a passionate, tender feeling, too. You are a part of me, something that's giving me reason for living. That's why I feel at home with you.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater Group, presenting Mending Hearts Camp this July. Mending Hearts is a performing arts day camp for young people who have experienced the death of one or both parents. Surrounded by a community of peers who have experienced a similar loss, campers explore their creativity through a variety of performing arts and community building activities. You can learn more at orpheum-memphis.com/mendinghearts.
Support for WYXR comes from Mempho Presents, featuring the Outlaw Tour 10th Anniversary Show at Radiant's Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th, featuring Willie Nelson and Family, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets and more information at memphopresents.com. Support for WYXR comes from the Memphis Brewfest, taking place at Shelby Farms Park on Saturday, June 21st, featuring 40 local and regional breweries, live music, food trucks, and more, with proceeds directly supporting local charities. More information and tickets at memphisbrewfest.com.
Thank you.
You guessed it. That was Randy Weston. Such an unmistakable sound. That was called Zulu from his great, great, great album, High Life, with Booker Urban, amongst others. And if you listen to the show at all, you know I'm a huge Booker Urban fan. Before that, Barbara Lee had Myself a True Love. And we started out with Kenny Dorham doing Monk's Mood with Steve Kuhn on piano, Charles Davis on baritone. And we are unfortunately winding down here. Got about 20 minutes left. We're going to continue with the music. Tony Fruscella. Don't know much about him other than he didn't live very long. I think he had issues. Trumpet player of great renown. And this is one of the few records he made. He made it for Atlantic. And it's a weird record, only, I don't say weird, it's a great record, but Phil Sunkel, trumpet player in his own right, wrote most of the tunes on this. He doesn't play on it, but he wrote the tunes and was very involved with this record. I don't know how they got together, but Phil Sunkel is a sign of quality. He's a great composer and arranger. And this is one of his tunes called Old Hat. Thank you.
Thank you.
was Eric Kloss. I think he made one or two records and then disappeared. He was a blind alto player. And I guess he had a sense of humor. A producer came in and Eric said, "Hey, would you turn the lights off?" So with Alan Dawson and Richard Davis on bass and drums, and Dawson and Davis were really joined at the hip and played with a lot of people and were kind of a, I wouldn't call them avant-garde, but they were kind of that in and out. They touched on that avant-garde, and they were just awesome. And they played with Booker Irvin a lot and Jackie Beard, who we're about to hear from, and it's got them on it, Horace Parlin. There were some people who were in that zone, and they really they used Alan Dawson and Richard Davis almost exclusively, which is really cool because they were great together. Before that, we heard from our own Booker Little. That was called Forward Flight, the title cut from his Bethlehem record with George Coleman and Pete LaRocca. Started out with Tony Fruscella, Old Hat by Phil Sunkel. I've run out of time here, so I'm going to leave you with some Jackie Beard. Again, it's got Alan Dawson, Richard Davis, and Roland Kirk. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for supporting the station with your dollars and your ears. Please become a member. And as always, it's been a pleasure to serve your listening needs. So until next time, I am down the road.